Good morning. I call to order the 25th meeting of 2019 of the Economic and Social Council. We will continue to discuss humanitarian affairs. We have before us agenda item 9, Special Economic, Humanitarian, and Disaster Relief Assistance. In accordance with our work program, this morning, the council will hold its second panel on the topic of strengthening humanitarian action, next steps to advance localization and engage communities for a more inclusive and effective humanitarian response. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the second high-level panel that will explore next steps to strengthen local humanitarian action. Local actors, from local authorities to non-governmental organizations, businesses, civil society groups, and religious institutions, are always the first and last responders to any crisis. Often at risk to themselves, these first responders will do whatever it takes to save lives, attend to needs, and protect the most vulnerable. I repeat, this is often at risk to themselves. Their knowledge of local culture, language, and customs makes them best placed to understand the needs of their communities and how best to respond. Today, the critical importance of international efforts supporting these national and local systems and capacities is well recognized, and international humanitarian actors are making efforts to better support local actors. In several situations, the scale of a crisis and need for international assistance can still too often lead to national and local responders being overlooked. This link between goods and services and national and local systems must be strengthened, and we must consolidate international structures that may undermine in-country leadership. Connecting with and complementing the capacity of national and local responders must be central to international humanitarian efforts. People are the central agents of their lives, and any effort to reduce vulnerability, to meet humanitarian needs, and to strengthen their resilience must begin at local level. Our panel today is entirely composed of local actors. Each will share their experience of responding to humanitarian needs in their communities to strengthen action at local level. Each will share their experience in his or her own community or region, identifying challenges and offering recommendations of how local actors can be better supported by international actors during humanitarian crises. On that note, I would like to offer the floor to the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator, Ms. Ursula Müller, who will be moderating the panel and present the panelists. You have the floor, Ms. Müller.